Psalm 105. Stand with me for the reading of the word of the Lord. One verse we want to focus on Psalm 105. There are others that we'll make reference to, but verse 5 is where we want to go and read it out loud together. Praise God. I'm thankful that we can remember. That's what we'll call this, remember. All right, let's read it together. Remember his marvelous works that he hath done, his wonders and the judgments of his mouth. Praise God. There's a tendency, I suppose, in some ways when we're challenged to remember, that marvelous works and wonders might be easy to recall or pleasant to recall. But we want to remember his judgments too, and be sure that we're on the receiving end of what God intends for us. Because judgment is just as real as the blessings. And we want to remember that. Amen. That the Lord's blessings would come in abundance in our lives. You may be seated. Now, memory is an amazing function of your brain. It can be triggered by a color, by a sound, by a smell. Any number of things can cause you to recall something in your memory, something in your experience that you may have forgotten, but all of a sudden, it's brought to your memory. Now, psychologists come up with something called cognitive dissonance when you had a stimulus of some sort and you thought you remembered, but it turned out to be completely different. I can remember eating something that I thought was cheese. You know, it was yellow. It had the consistency of cheese. But when I bit into it, it was a fruit. It was a mango, I think. And the cognitive dissonance went off in my brain. What? This isn't cheese. And it's just amazing. Now, consider memory versus instinct. We have the migratory birds come back every spring, from huge swans to small songbirds. Thousands of miles they fly. Some of the birds, from the tip of South America, all the way up here to the North Slope. Amazing, amazing distances that they fly. Their purpose is nesting and hatching their young. And after spending the summer feeding and so on, they know when to fly south. And just incredible. They know when they arrive, they know how to pick a site. They know how to build a nest. Whatever materials that they use. Now, some birds, eagles, ravens, and so on, stay all year round, and so they just add to their nest. But these birds that are migratory have to do it all over again. They don't come back to the same one. They know how and where to feed and what to gather for their young. You know, they haven't been taught that. They haven't been instructed. There isn't another bird flying along saying, no, not that, not that. That other one, you know, they just know. And then south again, either for another time if they are long-lived or for the first time. They make their way all the way back. landing in the same fields and feeding, and then continuing on. Even at night, even migrating at night. I don't know if you've heard the sandhill cranes flying overhead, making their crazy sound, croaky sound as they're, we heard them at night as they're, how do they know how to do that? Spawning salmon. They'll come, they hatch out in the fall, they remain in the gravel for a little while, and then they migrate to sea, and they spend 2 to 5 years in the ocean. And then they come back, and amazingly come back to the very same waters that they were spawned in. How come they don't make a mistake? How come the, even, you know, I can see perhaps the fresh water, as they come out of the salt water back into the fresh water, which again is another miracle, being able to make that transition. But when they put salmon fry out in Seward at the culvert and down in Homer at the snagging lagoon, and that's all salt water, yet they come back to that water. Amazing, isn't it? Isaiah 43:16, the Lord has a hand in that. Isaiah 43:16, thus saith the Lord, which maketh a way in the sea and a path in the mighty waters. He's the one who does it. Amen. He's the one who provides. Praise God. So these salmon come back to the very stream that they were hatched in. They build a nest or a red, R-E-D-D, a red in the gravel. They spawn and they live for a short while to protect the fertilized eggs, and then they die and the cycle starts over. Incredible. Whales make their migration, southern waters, all the way up to Alaska waters, humpbacks, gray whales, belugas. And the killer whales wait. They wait until the salmon start running because they got to have something to eat. So when the salmon are returning to spawn, the killer whales show up and gobble them up. But they know how to fit it all together time-wise. How? God's creation is amazing, incredibly amazing. Now, we know we can train an animal, roll over, play dead, beg, speak, all of that kind of stuff. You know, can train a horse. They learn through different stimulus, and they respond. Not a whole lot of cognitive reasoning there. They just are trained. I understand, I've never seen it, but I understand if a cat jumps on a hot stove, he'll never do it again. And won't get on a cold stove either, because it's learned. They've got a memory. Don't do that. Human memory, your memory, sets you apart from all the rest of creation. It makes a huge difference. Learning how to learn, solving complex problems. You know, we're approaching the celebration or the anniversary of the lunar landing. And Apollo spacecraft had been up orbiting 40 years ago for a while now. How did they figure all that out? How did they, and when there was a problem on one of the spacecraft, how did they devise the plan with just a few supplies that they had to allow for reentry and recovering those astronauts? Pretty incredible, isn't it? Because of all of the memory. Now, here's the most important. Remember how to serve God. Amen. Remember, don't just be bumping along here like one of the pinballs falling through the cracks, you know, the little pathways, and get bounced up again and come bouncing back through again. Lights going off sometimes and so on. I don't advise playing a pinball. I'm just using it as an example that we're not just trying to follow through a maze. Know how to serve God. I appreciate the music and the worship teams and their practice and their work, their effort. I appreciate those who know how to operate the sound system and the computers and the graphics and so on. Amen. Thank God for their abilities and their talents that they're using for the work of the Lord. Thank God that we can study Scripture and teach truth and know that it's going to work. Praise God. And we choose to walk with God like Enoch because we believe there's going to be the sound of the trumpet. There's going to be that heavenly shout, praise God, and we're going to be gone just like Enoch, taken out of here into the presence of the Lord. So his marvelous works, remember them. The devil would like to cloud your mind. The devil would like to overload you with worry and depression and things that are falling apart, but remember his marvelous works. Incredible creation. We weren't there. Nobody was there. But we have the record in Genesis. And God ended his work. And he rested from all his work. God did a tremendous work. And we have the evidence all around us. As we mentioned, the birds and the fish and so on, they continue to function year after year, just as he made them. Praise God. A short history in Psalm 78, where the psalmist mentions the marvelous things, the works and the wonders, and how he divided the waters, and he led them with a cloud in day and with a light of fire at night. He made streams to come out of a rock. The Bible says waters gushed out. Praise God. Enough to provide for the millions who were marching in that wilderness, along with all of their flocks. Man, it wasn't just a small stream. Oh, how incredible our God did his work. He rained down manna. In another passage, he rained flesh for them, the feathered fowls. The history lesson that Stephen gives in Acts chapter 7, the wonders and the signs in Egypt and the Red Sea and the wilderness, the people that God used that he names, Joseph and Moses and David and Solomon. Thank God the Lord works through people, not just in nature, not just creation, but the Lord is interested in you. Praise God. And wants to do a work. And thank the Lord, Stephen showed himself to be full of the Holy Ghost, not just in recounting this history. Because remember, it wasn't readily available in books. They had scrolls that they studied. They went to the synagogue faithfully, and they learned in order to be able to be blessed in the Jewish society. And he showed himself to be diligent. And by the way he died, he showed himself to be full of the Holy Ghost. And in praying, Lord, receive my spirit. And praying, Lord, lay not this sin to their charge. Thank God he demonstrated how to live and how to die. Tremendous wonders of our God. Signs and wonders is in the Bible 29 times as that phrase, signs and wonders. 15 times in the Old Testament, 14 times in the New Testament. But there's a distinction that comes between the Old Testament and the New Testament, as we know. But the signs and wonders were not just things of nature, like the sun standing still and so on. Now it becomes personal. Now it involves salvation. Amen. No plagues and miracles of nature, but signs and wonders by the apostles in the name of Jesus. Praise God. Oh, yes, God dealt with circumstances. He doesn't ignore those. The deliverance of Peter from jail and how Paul was brought through the shipwreck. The Lord knows how to deliver. But because your soul is eternal, that's what he focuses on. Amen. I'm thankful for healing and help from the Lord. I'm thankful for the blessings that the Lord brings in abundance in those areas. But it's so that we can stay focused on him. Amen. Not forgetting him, because he heals the brokenhearted. And because he heals the brokenhearted, memories can be healed as well. Oh, yes. Thank the Lord. Remember. Praise God. Remember how good God is. Remember the good things that he has done. Ecclesiastes 12 and 1. Remember now thy creator in the days of thy youth. The youth don't have that many experiences. But the wise man is saying, remember, because you need guidance. You need direction. You need to make choices that are godly. Amen. Age will come, oh yes, and many, many experiences that will help you to remember serving God is good. Serving God is the answer. Serving God is the right way to go. Praise God. Thank the Lord for his power and blessing. Psalm 77 and 11, the psalmist declared, I will remember the works of the Lord. Surely I will remember thy wonders of old. It's a choice that we make. It's a direction that we take. It's a decision that has been completed in our mind. I will remember. Say that with me. I will remember. Praise God. Psalm 111 and verse 4. He hath made his wonderful works to be remembered. Not just something that flits through our memory and we forget it. Not, oh, the devil would love for that to work. But, oh, thank God, we can remember his healing touch. We can remember his provision. We can remember his wonderful works as far as his word is concerned. And the Lord is gracious and full of compassion. Praise God. Amen. Why is it then that it's so easy to remember hurts and conflicts and confrontations and struggles? And we go through, I should have said this, I should have said that. We remember those things and rehash them and go over again and again. And the negatives that result from all of those, all of that reasoning, and there's grudges and offenses and roots of bitterness the Bible warns us against. So easy to remember those things. But we don't dwell on those things. We let the Holy Ghost dwell in us and bring the liberty. Praise God. Where the Spirit is of the Lord is, there is liberty. Liberty from those memories that want to pull you down and make things negative and depressing. And we train our minds to remember. I will remember. Praise God. God's word. God's works. Amen. And be blessed in him. The Lord said in Matthew 18:35, from your hearts forgive. From your hearts forgive. Thank the Lord for the relationship that he brings us into with him that changes us, so that relationships that we have can be changed as well. He forgives us so that we can forgive others. And he says, from your hearts, do so. Now, the end of our text, his judgments. In Psalm 119, every verse of 176 of them referred to the word of the Lord in some way. It'll mention his word right out, or it'll say his law, his statutes, his precepts, his commandments, and then his judgments. But in our text, Psalm 105, verse 5, judgments are just that, judgments. And as well as the marvelous works, as well as the wonders, remember his judgment. You know, one of the shortest verses in the Bible, not the shortest, but one of the shortest is, remember Lot's wife. Luke 17:32. Why should we remember Lot's wife? What's the big deal there? Because she turned back. Because she looked back. And she became a pillar of salt. Her husband, her daughters escaped. But there she remained. Remember that. Don't look back. Don't disobey the word of the Lord. Amen. We talked about the history lesson of Psalm 78 and how the Lord made a table. They questioned, can the Lord prepare a table in the wilderness? He did. Praise God. And all of the blessings that were there. But also the mixed multitude in Numbers 11 and 5. The mixed multitude that was there. They were mixed in the sense of their allegiance, their loyalty, their desire to follow the will of God. They wanted to go back to Egypt. And they said in Numbers 11, 5, we remember the fish. They said, we remember the cucumbers, the melons, the leeks, the onions, the garlic. We remember all of that. We remember the smell, the flavors, the taste. And we ate freely in Egypt. What? What kind of memory is that? What fault are they able to be accused of there? Fish came from the Nile. Didn't they remember their baby boys sinking below the waters in the Nile? But no, we ate them in Egypt freely. Well, it wasn't without judgment. Judgment came. The Lord said, you're going to eat flesh? Not for 10 days, not for 20 days, for a whole month. And the description is pretty disgusting. Judgment. How important to remember that. Deuteronomy 24:9. Remember what the Lord thy God did unto Miriam. Well, yeah, we remember Miriam. She led a tambourine band when they crossed the Red Sea. They danced, they played the tambourines, they sang, they rejoiced. Praise God. But later she spoke against Moses. And the judgment was she was smitten with leprosy. And she held up the people of God for 7 days. Oh, we got to make sure. Make sure we're not holding anything back, holding ourselves back, and letting the judgments of God come upon us. Amen. Lazarus is named in Luke 16, and it's not Lazarus of John 11. Another one. And the rich man. And an amazing contrast between the two. The rich man had 5 brothers, and they partied. They lived sumptuously. They had a lot of money and a lot of resources. Lazarus, on the other hand, was at the gate begging, and the dogs came and licked his sores. Incredible contrast in their socioeconomic standing. But now, the great common denominator arrives at both of them. They both die. And their burials, again, showed the contrast. I'm sure there were many mourners. I'm sure there was a lot of food. I'm sure the casket was decorated and fine for the rich man, but for Lazarus, probably wrapped in his rags and thrown in a common grave. But now the contrast continues. Except, Abraham says in Luke 16:25, he is comforted, and thou art tormented, speaking to the rich man. He says, remember that thou in thy lifetime received thy good things, and likewise Lazarus his evil things. But now it's changed. Now it's reversed. Now it's different. He's comforted, and you're tormented. The torment in hell is going to include memory. Remember. Remember. Oh, how important not only to remember his marvelous works, to remember his wonders, but remember his judgments. Amen. And oh, I'm so thankful. There are things that God chooses not to remember. He doesn't remember your sins when he forgives. Amen. Isaiah 43:25, I, even I, am he that blotteth out thy transgressions for mine own sake and will not remember your sins. Thank God. What a tremendous promise. Jeremiah 31:34, the Lord here says also, I will forgive their iniquity. I will remember their sin no more. Oh, thank God that the Lord doesn't bring up every mistake, every sin, every problem, everything that we did that was wrong. Thank God he chooses to forget. I will remember no more. That passage is repeated in Hebrews 8:12. Also, Hebrews 10:17, the Lord puts the message out strong and clear that he will not remember your sins. It's God's will. It's God's will to have your sins forgiven and forgotten. And thank God the Bible says there's remission of sins as we're baptized in the name of Jesus. Thank God and we receive the power of the Holy Ghost. He chooses not to remember your sins. But oh, thank God, he remembers his word. He remembers his promise. Just a few more scriptures. Psalm 105 and verse 8. He hath remembered his covenant forever. The word which he commanded to 1,000 generations. It doesn't run out. It doesn't become incomplete. It doesn't, you don't have to take a rain check. Thank God it's there. 1,000 generations plus God says, I know what my covenant says and I'm going to fulfill it. Amen. Psalm 105, verse 42, he remembered his holy promise and Abraham, his servant. He remembered it. Praise God. Abraham is called a friend of God. Jesus told his disciples, I have called you friends. And then he qualified it in John 15 and 14. You are my friends if you do whatsoever I command you. Is that manipulation? Is that strings attached? Is that the Lord being unfair? Oh, no. When we do his commandments, there's more blessing. When we do his commandments, there's more provision. There's more of his presence, more of his spirit, more of his name, more of his blood. It just continues on to be tremendous blessings again and again. No wonder we can remember his marvelous works. Hallelujah. And prophecies being fulfilled and the blessing of the Lord coming forth in a tremendous way. Oh, thank God for his goodness. Revelation 15 is going to be fulfilled. It is going to happen. It hasn't happened yet, but it will happen. Great and marvelous things that he has done. Victory over the beast is going to cause these people to break out in song in Revelation 15 and 3. And they sing the song of Moses, the servant of God. They sing the song of the Lamb, saying, great and marvelous are thy works, Lord God Almighty. Just and true are thy ways, thou King of saints. Praise God. The song of Moses, the song of the Lamb, there's going to be a restoration. There's going to be a coming back together. Amen. Israel is going to recognize the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. Israel is going to recognize the name above every name. Hallelujah. Oh, praise God. Israel being restored and recognizing it is all in him. Oh, the fullness of the Godhead. It's all in him. Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God is one Lord. And they're going to lift up the name of Jesus because that's who it is. Hallelujah. Thank God. I will remember his marvelous works and his wonders. I will remember and give him praise and exalt his name and lift him up. Glory to God. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Forget not all his benefits. He forgives you. He heals you. He redeems you. He crowns you. He satisfies you. Don't forget those benefits. Praise God. Because the Lord promised, I'm not going to forget you. Amen. A nursing mother may forget her child. Incredible to think that that might happen. But yet look at the way our society is going. Look at the things that have been legalized or attempt to legalize. Look at all of the terrible decisions that have been made. They may forget, but God says, I'm not going to forget you. I've graven you upon the palms of my hands. Praise God. The cross. The nails. Ah, I'm thankful he's never going to forget you. Stand with me now, please. Remember his marvelous works that he hath done. There's more to come. There's more that he's going to fulfill. There isn't a crisis, there isn't a problem that you're going to face that the Lord is not able to step in and take care of. He never sits back and ponders and wonders, now how in the world did they get themselves in that mess? I don't know if I can fix that. I don't know if I've got the answer. Oh, no, my God steps in. My God provides. Praise God. He's done it over and over. He's provided for it again and again. Amen. And thank the Lord. If he's done it, he'll continue to do it. His wonders, his marvelous works. But then, don't step into the area of judgments, because the Lord's not going to ignore that. The Lord's not just going to shrug and say, oh, well, they made those mistakes before, they'll make them again. Oh, no. Stay in the place of blessing. Stay in the place of provision. Stand covered under his blood. Praise God. And let peace that passes all understanding keep your heart and mind through Christ Jesus. Let your God supply all of your need according to his riches and glory through Christ Jesus. Hallelujah. Do all things through the strength that he gives to you in Christ Jesus. Praise God. Praise God. And then, oh my, the power, the glory, the wonder, the beauty of that heavenly realm that eye hath not seen, nor ear heard, neither hath it entered into the heart of man, the things that God hath prepared for them that love him. Love him. When you remember, love him. When you recall, love him. When you're reminded, love him. Because of all that he's done for you. Let's come to the front here for a few minutes. Let's let the Lord touch us again in his presence. Let's let his spirit lift us up again. Commit ourselves to be under the blood. Consecrate ourselves to abide in his word. Praise God. And all of the blessings that he desires to fulfill. Oh, thank God. Thank God. Thank God. Kularabayando. Shamokosende la mokoshata la roboha. Jesus, we love your name. We